British Prime Minister Starmer lauds Trump for creating peace opportunity in Russia-Ukraine war. By Nick Gilbertson on February 27, 2025. Washington, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer praised President Donald Trump for creating an opportunity wherein a peace deal is possible in the Russia-Ukraine war. Starmer lauded Trump during their joint press conference in the East Room at the White House on Thursday. "We stand side by side still today, and we're focused now on bringing an enduring end to the barbaric war in Ukraine. Mr. President, I welcome your deep and personal commitment to bring peace and to stop the killing," he said. "You've created a moment of tremendous opportunity to reach a historic peace deal. A deal that I think would celebrate it in Ukraine and around the world. That is the prize, but we have to get it right," Starmer added. He also said that history must be on the side of the peacemaker, not the invader. In his opening remarks at the press conference, Trump told reporters that he updated Starmer on his administration's efforts to bring the war to a close. "We're working very hard to get that war brought to an end," he told reporters. "I think we've made a lot of progress, and I think it's moving along pretty rapidly. And I want to thank all of the people that are here that have been working on it." The meeting between the leaders comes a day before Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is set to meet with Trump at the White House to finalize a rare earth mineral deal that reportedly does not include explicit future security guarantees. As Breitbart News noted, Zelensky departed Ireland for Joint Base Andrews ahead of Friday's meeting. "We'll be signing a historic agreement that will make the United States a major partner in developing Ukraine's minerals and rare earths and oil and gases, and we have a great understanding," Trump said Thursday in the East Room. He said that the deal is beneficial to both countries. "But it's really very good for Ukraine and very good for us," he added. "The American taxpayers will now effectively be reimbursed for the hundreds of billions of dollars poured into helping Ukraine defend itself, which by in and of itself is a very worthy thing to do."